The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams, hole in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule?
Frank Sinatra's birthday, December 12th, right there. He would have been 103 already. I thought the 100th was like last year. Boom, just like that, 103. 7:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Joe, on the radio. Great to have you with us. A lot to get into: the good, the bad, and the ugly, and mostly the good. We're trying to stay with the good. Steve Adubato is going to join us, PBS anchor. My buddy Steve from Bloomfield Avenue will join us. Councilman Joe Borelli coming up in this hour. Next hour, very proud to tell you as well, Peter Navarro, assistant to the president and director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, doing a great job. Peter was always on the show before he went to the administration. He is one of the few administration officials that actually called back after he got in there. I'm just saying, maybe because he's Italian. I'm just saying. Peter Navarro on the show. Daniel Krauthammer, editor of The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. And that is his father's life and career. That is the son of Charles Krauthammer. It's a new book that you don't want to miss. This is such a loving tribute to his dad. And Dave Dabiani from Atlantic City. Dave's actually a Jersey guy originally, and he's going to be down there December 28th in Atlantic City with the No Vacancy Orchestra. I was there, I guess it was a couple months ago already, and now he's going back. And he's bringing his young talent, and they're bringing the one, the only Bobby Rydell down to Atlantic City, down in the ocean. Oh, you see Bobby on stage today. And listen, I know we got all ages listening to the show, and I appreciate it. But your talent is talent, and Bobby Rydell is talent. You watch Bobby on stage, and you know, I never saw Bobby Darin work, and you know, Robert Walden Casotto from the Bronx, Bobby Darin. But when I watch. When I watch Bobby Rydell, and I've had the privilege of watching this man just smooth on stage, his voice clear as a bell, and so just with the swagger on stage, Bobby Rydell, you got to watch him. He's like Bobby Darin. I always look at Bobby Rydell, and I said, you know, you remind me of Bobby Darin, or what I thought what Bobby Darin would be like on stage. And Bobby said to me, oh, that's the ultimate compliment, because he, of course, was very close to Bobby Darin. So we'll talk to Dave Dabiani. And it's Frank Sinatra's birthday, and I'm going to post a picture. We're looking for some video of me doing the old man. And it's so interesting. When I went on, see, I used to do at the improvisation, 44th and 9th, I would go up. It was a scary time. You know, I 24 years old, I started at the Improv. And Jerry was there. Jerry Seinfeld was there. Larry David was there. It was back in the day, right? And the established comics of the day, Freddie Prinze Sr. was Elaine Boozler. I remember all those comics were there. Billy Crystal had already made a name for himself. Robin Williams was just coming up back in the very, very excited. Robert Klein was like the master, you know. Robert Klein would walk in, and then Rodney would be there. Hey, how are you? How are you? Rodney would come into the club, man. I'm a kid. I'm seeing Rodney right from the Tonight Show to the Improv. So on stage, I would do like a Frank Sinatra-esque character. And I think I called them... Anthony. It was like a cut, and this was my character. But Bob Wall gave me the line. Robert Wall said, no, you can call me Tony. Hey, where are you from? You know, like one of those lounge kind of guys. So I would do the Frank Sinatra character on stage at the Improv. And then when they asked me to audition for Saturday Night Live, and I went to what was Dave Letterman's old studio. What was that on the third floor over the 30 Rock? And I went in, and I did the Frank Sinatra character. As an audition on Saturday Night Live. And I sang that song, I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I have no idea. I was riffing. I didn't want the job at SNL. I didn't think in a million years would I get the job at SNL. Some people think you should never have gotten the job at SNL. So I do that. Then they start asking me, you got to do that Frank Sinatra thing once I got hired. And I wouldn't do it. And I talk about this on my show on stage. I wouldn't do it because out of respect for my father. My father told me, you're going into entertainment, then you got to look at Frank Sinatra. There's your guy. He's an Italian guy, and that's the guy you got to strive the way he fought against all negativity, against prejudice, against racism. Like you never can believe. Look at Frank Sinatra. That's your guy. And I go, oh, so now they're going to ask me to do a parody, a satirical parody of Frank. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it. And I held off and I held off and I held off. And then Dick Ebersole, our producer at the time, it was a Gene Domanian when I first did it. And I said, who was just a wonderful, wonderful, warm person. And granted, great gal. And we were in a no-win situation. We had to replace the original Saturday Night Live. Boom. How could you possibly do that? So they were grasping, Joe, do the Sinatra thing. So I said, if I do it, I got to write it. Let me write it because I wanted to respect the Sinatra name. Because even when Junior was alive and Tina and Nancy and now certainly the grandchildren, I always thought it was the Sinatra name's like royalty. So I was careful with what I did and I had fun with it. And then I did it. I did it once. I did it twice. And it kind of caught on. Then Eddie and I did Ebony and Ivory, you know, where we did it. And Sammy Kahn was actually at the show. Sammy Kahn, isn't that cool? Sammy Kahn was there. That's why I gave Sammy a shout out within that sketch because Sammy was like watching backstage. And the old man loved it. He loved it. Thank God. He used to call me the vice chairman of the board. He would invite me to events. I would get a call from the agent. It ain't like that anymore, man. I'm telling you, you'd get a call from your agent. Mr. Sinatra, by the way, Mr. Sinatra would like you to appear somewhere. And then you didn't even ask. I didn't go like this. Oh, what? Where? What? What time? No, all you said is, got it. Thank you. I'll be there. Like, you didn't even know how you're going to get there. You just said yes. Nowadays, you know, everybody, you ask somebody, can I ask a couple questions? What time do you need me there? What am I doing? No, none of that. Just yes, sir. Boom. You'd show up and you'd figure it out while you were there.
You didn't ask for someone else's steak when you got there? You didn't just start eating whatever food was put in front of you?
No, I just did what the old man wanted to do. And that's the way as it should be. So happy birthday, Frank Sinatra. Please forgive me. I could ramble on and babble on. I apologize. We have so much to get into, but I could talk forever about the old man. Just the greatest guy in the world. Great guy, tough guy, classy guy, Frank Sinatra. Happy birthday, baby. That's a born Capriano. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock like that. The guys are alluding to a lunch we had yesterday where apparently we all ordered. And some people came late, and when the food came, Joey.
Some people invited themselves.
And I got no food.
Some people were forced not to drink any alcohol.
Right, that's right.
No,
I'm going to do that at the Christmas party next week. I'm going to wait. I'm going to when everybody gets there, and as soon as they open the trays, I'm just grabbing food and start snoring in front of everyone. See what happens. Get the reaction.
Please, unbelievable. I said, I was foodless. And
foodless.
So if you sit, but this is the only question I have. Mm. If you come late to dinner and you sit down and then you order, but 30 seconds after that, the food is brought, don't you say, oh, is this someone else's food?
Don't you have to assume that it's not your food if you just walked in and they put it in front of you and you haven't ordered? Like, it's one thing if somebody said, hey, what do you want? We'll order it for you.
And they're
on their way there, and then you assume when you get there that everyone else has eaten and you're the only person that's going to eat.
Please don't
that part I
talk
get.
About me when I'm gone. Yeah, oh, baby. Boy. I know. Mm-hmm. I don't understand
how everybody else at the table let Kevin just eat your food.
Right.
I don't understand. Why did somebody not say?
Now, yeah. In Darren's case, it might have been on the bad side of his eye. He might not have seen him eating. But everybody else, somebody should have said something.
I didn't see a thing. I couldn't see a thing. No, it's all right. It's all good. But minor problems, boys. Minor problems.
No,
it was rectified. It was rectified.
Yeah, it was rectified. That's why, look, the company was paying for it. So it's better that it was cheaper. They didn't pay for your meal. They didn't have drinks. Better off.
Yeah. No, nobody drank it. Why? Oh, you think no one drank because me, Mike Gallagher, and Mike Lindell, we were not drinkers.
So right. I mean, only Darren and Kevin were the drinkers, so they can't order.
Oh, that's funny. They
martinis
just...
and scotch and everything, right. While you guys are sober as judges.
We did. It was. I tell you what, it was a great lunch. We had a great time. So despite it was kind of foodless, it was a great lunch that I didn't have. But we had a good time. With
sure about
people.
That?
Yeah. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, guys. We're babbling. Steve Avadabato is going to join us. Avadabato and Councilman Joe
Borelli. That was some roll of the accent there. You added a couple of vowels there. That's good.
Hey, so I want to, first of all, we're going to talk about what's happening in France. 3 dead. You know... And again, you know, this is why I'd rather talk about Frank Sinatra and his birthday than this. You got there's Islamic terrorists, extremists that want to take over the world, right? And we know that, and they want to come in. But not only the Islamic fundamentalists, but the Iranians want to take over the world. The Saudis don't really. The Chinese, the Russians. This is their goal. And you and I are just going to go. We're trying to get our food at lunch. I mean, you know. I mean, we're just going from day one to day two, doing the best that we can. Then you get these cockroaches, these little weasels, and they are weasel losers. And like this Islamic terrorist in France shoots 3 people at a Christmas, just at like a Christmas market in France. And the interior minister is confirming that 3 people are dead, 12 others injured, and seriously injured. You always, like the president always says, people aren't just injured. You know, these are life-threatening injuries. That are sustained throughout their life. It's horrible. And this was near a Christmas market in Strasbourg, and right on the border of Germany, you know, in France. Several of those people suffered serious injuries. The suspected shooter is still on the run, but authorities do know who he is. They knew who he was. He was on a watch list. This is inexcusable. You hear what I'm telling you? What I just told you right here is political correctness gone awry. Gone deadly. They're afraid that they're going to say, oh, you can't say this. It's like when you're not allowed to say now in Europe, rather, you're not allowed to say the word migrant. You can't say migrant. You can't say who's migrated because that's bad. I'm telling you, they're letting the world slip away. It's not just the fundamentalists, the religious extremists. You know, again, it's the North Koreans. And the Chinese, they're all just trying to cut in. Man, let me tell you something. This is political correctness that caused this. If you are on a watch list, you know what you do? You kick them the hell out of the country. Boom, out. The guy was born in France, by the way. Still, they come to France. They're born in France. And this is what I'm telling you. They don't understand. When they come to America, the same thing happens. Don't get me started now. But when they come to America, they do not embrace what you and I embrace. And because they don't know. They didn't know. If you have grandparents that came here that struggled with the language, that struggled to become American and worked so hard to learn the language and the laws of the United States of America, it makes you appreciate this country. If you have to work harder to stay here and your people have to work harder to stay here and you're not handed anything, just handed anything, saying, oh, yeah, sure, come on in, then you appreciate the country. The second you let everybody in like this and you start making excuses and you start living by their laws and their religion, then you're giving away your country. And that's exactly what's happening in France. And it can happen here, boom, tomorrow. So when I watch President Trump with Schumer, and stay with me on this because I know people are offended by that. It's exactly what we need at the exact right time. I've said it once. I said it 1,000 times. And go ahead, vilify me. I don't care. We have the right president at the right time, because Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they and Bernie Sanders, and I, listen, no disrespect and no hate, they will give the country away. They will give it away. For what? For votes and for power, and that's socialism. But in the long term, you will lose your country. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. And by the way, I want to, before we break, we got to listen to President Trump just kicking butt in the Oval Office. I'm telling you, it was, I just loved it. And people are going, oh, gee, how unusual that was. You know what? Don't tangle with this president. I say that to the deep state, too, because they think they're going to take the president down. They think they're going to impeach the president. I'm telling you right now, they have no idea. The storm that's going to come if they go after this guy. I'm telling you right now, I have an instinct. And so, but listen to what happened with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi yesterday in the Oval Office with President Donald J. Trump.
Of us have
you
said.
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my
said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes, If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we believe you shouldn't shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody.
You know what, though? I think as an aside, you know, before we go to break, Frank, all those reporters, all their dirty feet on the nice carpet in the Oval Office, I would have totally freaked out. The president lets them in, but he's a bit of a germaphobe as I am. Should we say send some Durasan down to the White House to clean the rugs?
That's not a bad idea.
Didn't, you know, why? Am I nuts that I thought of that? All that whole scrum of support, of reporters. They all come in and they go, you know, Debbie, right? I mean, oh, please, somebody clean the rug.
It's just with the territory. They've got to deal with it, right?
Oh, I guess so. From the outside, it's like letting all those people in your house. I would be cleaning the rug immediately.
Oh, you would be. You'd have like cleaning services right there.
Debbie Duhaime is out there. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Steve Adubato coming up. Joe Borelli's coming up. Peter Navarro on the show. Daniel Krauthammer and Dave Damiani. And your phone calls always, by the way, 877-970-2999. Right now, Debbie's looking out for his holiday season in New York. New York, baby. That means traffic. And Debbie's got it for you on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a gridlock alert day, Joe, so definitely want to use mass transit if you can. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Watch for delays. Jackie Robinson eastbound, that ramp to the Grand Central accident still out there. It's busy on the westbound belt out by the Verrazano with an accident cleared out of the way. And the Deegan is busy south into the 230s with a collision there. Cross Bronx eastbound, ramp to the Deegan, accident there as well. And watch for delays at the Whitestone Bridge heading into Queens. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 30, Holland still about 25. 280 as you head west out by exit 4 in Roseland. An accident just cleared away. And watch for delays on 684 south at 84 in Brewster with a collision. 9 southbound in Croton on Hudson. Accident just cleared away, but heavy traffic reported. Partly cloudy today, high in the low 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom-made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Verizon's Oath Media business might not be working out as planned. The Wall Street Journal says Verizon Communications, its parent company, says it will have an additional $4.5 billion expense for the unit that includes AOL and Yahoo. Verizon admits it has been losing business to competitors. Google receives the most money from digital ad spending. Amazon has emerged as a new competitor. American Eagle Outfitters is reporting a mixed summer and fall quarter and says the end of the year will be weaker than analysts expected. Lord & Taylor's flagship Fifth Avenue store is closing January 2nd, and the New York Post says the 104-year-old store is in the final days of its going-out-of-business sale. Even its Victorian chandeliers are on sale. The Dow is down 53 yesterday, the NASDAQ up 11, the S&P dropped a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere. Like here,
or here,
or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. What would I do without you, Albert? What would I do without you? Screaming
you're paying
at
more
me.
Alimony.
I love it. Hey, I want to tell you about Plaza College. And I want to tell you about court reporting, as my daddy always told me. I tell you this every morning. My father would say, you know, great lawyer. I talk about my dad because I admired him so, you know, rest his soul. And he would say, see that court reporter over there? That gal, usually it was a gal, and knows everything that's going on. And when we find out what's in the courtroom, we have to go to that court reporter, right? Then this. And I find this from Chuck Callahan over at Plaza College when we had a great dinner over there with Chuck. And no, he didn't eat my steak, Frank. He did not. So Chuck goes,
go figure.
He tells me about closed captioning. About closed, when you watch this, the words on the TV screen, closed guy, I thought it was a computer that kind of caught the words and printed out. No, it's an actual person that does that. So now you got court reporting. Now you got closed captioning. These are great careers. If you know somebody, if you got a nephew, if you got a grandson or a daughter that wants to do this, this is very, very exciting. First, you have to know how to type on a machine called a steno writer, right? Now, the National Court Reporters Association's free program called A to Z is being hosted at Plaza College this month to introduce you to the writer and to the steno alphabet. It's a great opportunity. 5,000 job openings in court reporters. 5,000. You believe that? You got to see if it's right for you. And the only way to do that is to call Plaza College. 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or just go here, please. PlazaCollege.edu.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
I believe in wishing well, and I also believe in a lot of things the daisy tells.
Francis Albert. I believe. Let's keep all Italians all the time. Jerry Crowley, our boss. Every time I see him, so many Italians on the radio in the morning. Hey, let's do one more. How about Steve Adubato? Steve, welcome back to the show. Merry Christmas. Bon Natale, my friend.
Why don't we have Enrico Caruso on?
somebody, I'm telling you.
Jerry Valley.
Jerry Valley. You know what's scary? You know how I know I'm old, Steve, is because every time you say one of those people, I have stories for everybody. I got stories for everybody.
You do, because you're the most interesting, fascinating morning host on radio, television. It doesn't matter, because you're like,
I remember,
coming out.
I remember back when I was a kid.
Like Jimmy and you, we should have a social club, Steve. We should start a social club on Bluefield.
Old men and young kids.
Come on.
Even though you do have a few years of me, I'm just gonna say, I'm just saying, as they said in my old neighborhood.
Remember the old night? There used to be social clubs on Bluefield Avenue, right?
Oh, yeah, but you couldn't go into them unless you had a certain code that you could. Never mind, I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. Which I love about the Adubato family, if I can, during this
Christmas
season.
What are you trying to save on my family?
No, is that you were the only people that didn't go that way on Bluefield Avenue.
Right.
No,
okay.
Most people. You started a nonprofit. You helped out the whole community to this day, the North Ward Center, what your dad and your mom did and your family did, Steve. And that blazes a path with Ray Chambers, blazes a path for all of us. So we appreciate that, my friend. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, good. Did you
get your face? Great. I heard you this morning. By the way, I know it's the birthday of, is it Francis Albert Sinatra's birthday? Confirming that. By the way, I also love you on social media where you're walking on the streets in New York and you either you're taping yourself or somebody else is, and got this upbeat. I said, what is Joe taking that he's so positive? He's high on life. I guess he's going to see Frank and Al and talk to Debbie, and that I guess it does.
My staff
doesn't like when I do this. They want me to get right to, quote, the subject we're supposed to talk about.
No, and we will. Just Google Steve Adubato. You'll find out. And Steve's show, 2 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, and we'll find all about. And Steve on PBS, everybody knows and loves Steve Adubato. But it's true. When I come in the morning, when I come to the work in the morning, they go, hey, Joe, what are those videos you do? And I video myself walking to work. It's nice when I got Debbie and Alan and Frank, and it's fun, and I go to work, and I'm happy, and I want to be upbeat. Is it okay to be upbeat? Everything's so negative.
It's beautiful. And the other thing that makes you upbeat are the hats you wear. See, I wouldn't look good in a hat. You look good.
If I was as good-looking as you out of bottle, I wouldn't need no hat. I need all the help I can get.
We disagree on a whole range of things politically, but on that we agree. By the way, I just heard you talking about the president and the little reality show that went
on
in the outer
Steve,
office.
Come on, give me a take on that.
Wake up Mike Pence yet?
Was that the best? Did they find a picture of him with his eyes closed, or did he close his eyes for a while?
No, I think he closed his eyes. And the other thing we also agree on is I'm a germaphobe, and I don't understand the feet. What would happen to my grandmother if we put the feet on the couch? Are you out of your mind?
Would you let that many people into your house? And the president is a germaphobe like I am, and all those reporters come in. That's the first thing I thought of. Oh, I would just freak out. I would not allow them in the Oval Office until somebody cleaned
it. Kellyanne Conway happens to be a friend of mine from back in the day.
She's the best.
And with the picture of her with her feet on the couch has always bothered me in the White House.
Oh, it does because it was no shoes.
I'm sorry. So we're supposed to be talking about legalization of marijuana.
We should play the summer wind. We should have done a summer wind for you.
In New Jersey, and also what's happening politically. So you go. I'm answering questions.
So you know, now we agree on this, that Governor Murphy is a fine gentleman. He's a nice man. He's a nice guy. But politically, with the storm, what's going on, when he mishandled the storm, we all missed, and I never thought we would, but Chris Christie said, you're going to miss me when I'm gone, and we all missed everybody saying, remember, Chris, get the hell off the beach, remember during Sandy, it was great, I missed that, and now we got the legalization of marijuana. Steve, could you maybe talk to your governor friend that maybe the taxes are too high? Can we do something about the taxes? I'm just saying, Mr. Robert.
Isn't it funny that a lot of the momentum, a lot of the reason why many Democrats and some Republicans are supportive of the idea of legalizing, by the way, the bill is called the legalization of cannabis, Joe. Don't confuse that with marijuana. They're using the clinical name not to confuse anyone, which is pretty funny. But here's what they're saying. They're saying we need the money. So there's a 12% tax on the marijuana. You purchase the marijuana.
It was supposed to be 25%, but the governor agreed to do 12%, correct?
Yes, and in the municipality that it's sold, it's a 2% excise tax. And there's supposed to be a regulatory body. Now, here's where the politics gets interesting. Remember, just like with President Trump, who's given a hard time to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
The Republicans control both houses of Congress for right now. The Democrats control both houses of the legislature in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, what they disagree on, Senate President Steve Sweeney and the governor, I'll get to this point, is who's supposed to regulate this? The governor's saying, listen, we don't need an independent body. I'm going to have my Department of Health take care of this. And Sweeney and others are saying, nah, we need an independent body. A lot of this is about control. It's about ego.
Yeah.
It's about who's going to be the big dog, if you will, in the state house in New Jersey. And a lot of the Democrats, even though they agree philosophically on the legalization of marijuana, they're caught up in the weeds and the details, and I'm not sure it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you know, I'm a huge Steve Sweeney fan, the president of the Senate in the great state of New Jersey. Does he primary, Murphy, do you think, when the governor's, you know, in a couple of years when he has to run again? Does Steve Sweeney go up against him, you think, in a Democratic primary, Steve?
You know, I'll tell you, I don't know. Steve's a longtime friend. It's tough to say that when you're a broadcaster, but I respect him. I like him. We have some challenging, spirited conversations, as I had with Governor Christie over many, many years. But I'll say this. My greater concern is that recently Senate President Steve Sweeney acknowledged, the governor had to admit it as well, that they haven't spoken. They haven't sat down to have a conversation in a couple months. They haven't met. They're talking through, quote, their aides. And I'm going to argue this. As awkward, as uncomfortable as it was to see the president and Pelosi and Schumer in that situation, there was something to be said for at least they're talking to each other.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You don't negotiate.
Steve, you could Kissinger this, man. You could be the guy in the middle.
Me?
You should do something on when you're on 2 o'clock on your Sunday show
Sunday
here on the station.
The leadership hour with Steve Adubato and my colleague Mary Gamba. Go ahead.
Why don't you bring in Steve Sweeney and Governor Murphy together? That would be great. Only you could make that happen, Steve. That's a good idea. Huh?
You're saying that I should create what in Italian my grandma used to call a mashad. So you're saying in Italian, bring them together.
I'm sure
there's a Yiddish word for this. I don't know what it is right now.
But
you bring them together. It's like a marriage.
A summit.
In this case, it would be a forced marriage.
So you
bring them together, and whether they like it or not, they have to sit in a room and work it out. That's what you're saying I should do on the leadership.
I am saying
Sunday
that you're the only... You're the only person that could do that, Steve, because you're right. They are just at odds, and they're, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it would just be good. Hey, I got to ask you this, too, Steve Adubato. Keep us posted on that, because that would be great. A Steve Sweeney and Governor Murphy sit down with Steve Adubato, looking for that.
Sponsored and broadcast live on AM 970. I want to make sure I work out my contract with Jerry Crowley first so I get paid what I know I'm worth.
Now, wait a minute. Don't push it, Steve. Don't push
it.
Sorry. Yeah, you're the only one. You get a car. We don't get a car. Steve Adubato gets
a
car. What is that limo?
What is that limo out there?
Oh, that's Steve Adubato at the business breakfast. Well, how did he get a limo? Me and Frank and Al are walking. We're walking.
I vote like a Democrat, but more importantly, I live like a Republican.
You're honest. Hey, before we let you go, Steven, Cory Booker, runner for president. You and I, and I'm gonna. I know I make you angry. You're listening, and I know you don't.
I love you.
Well, Cory, you know he's a friend. He's been a long time friend. Is he presidential timber, as it were, Steve Adubato?
Well, if you would have asked me if Donald Trump was presidential timber, I would have said no. I wrote it in my book, Lessons in Leadership. Not that I'm plugging my book, but I would also say that I don't.
What was the name of that book again, Steve?
Lessons in Leadership. But I don't like to plug. Here's the thing.
Yes.
I didn't think that the president could have been elected president. So for me, I don't think that Cory Booker has enough experience, my opinion. But the truth is, you look at the Democratic field. What are we talking about? I'm not, no disrespect, I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan.
Yeah.
I'm the whole socialist Democrat. I don't get that. I don't get when you can't have a meaningful conversation, because I know what it pays my income taxes, my property taxes, my mortgage. I know what it costs to live where I live. Don't talk to me about all the things you want to do unless you're going to talk about how you're going to pay for
Thank you.
If Cory Booker can't appeal to that part of the party as well as the far left,
as far as
I'm concerned, as much as they dislike Donald Trump, and I'm not a big fan of his,
yeah.
If they don't deal with that part of the Democratic Party and the independents who are saying, talk to me about some fiscal responsibility, not just a new program, not just free this, free that, I'm telling you, potentially they're going to hand this to Donald Trump again.
All right. Steve Adubato, 2 o'clock on Sundays, AM 970. The Answer, just Google Steve Adubato, and you will see he's got the Leadership Hour on AM 970. The Answer, but the great PBS show. And look for Steve Adubato to bring in the Senate President, Steve Sweeney, and the Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, together for an exclusive sit-down, and it will be aired here on AM 970. No pressure,
absolutely.
Steve, by the way.
And by the way, I just want to say, Merry Christmas to everyone on the team there, to everyone in New Jersey, New York, everyone listening. And by the way, I just want to finally, I'll say this. I am a germaphobe. My daughter Olivia and my wife Jen convinced me I have two dogs. What are their names? Vinny and Petey. They're not Irish. That's all I'm going to say.
Steve,
sorry, I had to do that.
Born the tally, my friend. Give my love to the family, please, Steve. And thank you always for being a part of the show, my friend.
Love you, Joe.
Love you too, brother. Take care, brother. Steve Adubato right there. Episcopal in the morning. Joe Borelli is going to join us. Hey, another Italian-American. Jerry's going to just go a little nutty here. We got not enough Italians. Peter Navarro will be on the program as well. All right, and if you're Italian, you could call, and you're welcome on the show as well. It's 7:39 with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Joe Borelli is coming up right now. Al Gattulo, stand him. Frank, this is hysterical. Every name that I just mentioned in the last 5 minutes has a vowel at the end of it. Is that okay?
Well, the nice thing is, if we wait much longer, we won't have time for Joe Borelli anyway.
Right. Call me Al Schwartz. Let's go.
Al Gattulo with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Organizers getting ready to ring in the new year in Times Square. Two giant 7-foot-tall 1 and 9 numbers will arrive today on a flatbed truck where they will be on display through next week. And then they'll head up to the top of One Times Square to complete the 2019 sign that lights up after midnight on December 31st. Other events will take place the week after Christmas, including the Waterford Crystal Installation, Good Riddance Day, the New Year's Eve Confetti Test, and the New Year's Eve Ball Test. Prosecutors are accusing the man who crashed into a car full of College of New Jersey students of having a blood alcohol content almost 3 times the legal limit at the time. Defendant David Larmer appeared in court yesterday on charges related to assault by auto, vehicular manslaughter, and for driving while under the influence. Mercer County prosecutors alleged Lamar had a blood alcohol percentage of 0.239 when he crashed into a car driven by Michael Sott on December 2nd, with a legal limit being 0.08. Sott was among 6 people hurt in the crash. He died from his injuries, though, 2 days later. In sports, all the locals had the night off. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. Morris and Essex line, we're seeing delays of up to 45 minutes with a broken rail. Let's go over to the trains and see what's happening here on the subways. F train running with delays as well. Inbound side of the GWB 40, Lincoln 30, Holland about 35. Traffic moving a little bit slowly for you. 280 West exit 4 where the crash just cleared. 78 West exit 48 in Springfield. It's an accident, and we're still seeing slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Cross Bronx East ramp to the Deegan with an accident there. Deegan South in the 230s, another accident. It is a gridlock alert day. Allow a lot of extra travel time into and around the city. LIE westbound at Vets Highway, an accident off on the shoulder. And Sunrise Highway west at Johnson Ave getting out toward Sayville. Accident with injuries. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today. High of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. I love my Quip toothbrush. You will, too. The small, flexible brush head, sensitive sonic vibrations, 30-second pulses guide a gentle, effective 2-minute routine. You know, a travel-ready cover, by the way, waterproof handle. It is one of the great inventions. I always tell you how I like to tell you about the good things and about the great presents you can get, not to mention what you can get for yourself. The Quip toothbrush is sensational. And I look, when I get up in the morning, I have the old electric toothbrush hanging around. It's like so clunky. It's like a jackhammer, you know, like, and you turn it on. The Quip is so quiet and it's so even, and even for your sensitive gum. And then you got to try, you know what they have? They have Quip toothpaste. The Quip toothpaste. I didn't even told you about that. Mint flavored, spectacular. This is a great invention, and this is a great gift. I'm telling you, it's a good, again, sensitive sonic vibrations. It doesn't hurt. It's very, very easy. You get brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. I don't know what more I got to tell you. You can even gift prepaid refills for a year. Just like that, Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price. And you know what that price is? $25. It starts at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Piscopo right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Piscopo.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
Hey, am I going now? I'm just wired this morning. I am, and it's a good thing. Let's be positive on this birthday of Frank Sinatra. Joe Borelli coming up momentarily. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Why? Because it's good for you. You got 5 minutes. It's 7:45 now. I'll give you the 7:50 if you call 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota. Boom, mic drop. There it is. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter for Route 22 Toyota. Are you kidding me? All European models are excluded, but you can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you're going to love Alex Kinsella, Iggy. You ask for Iggy, ask for Carmelo and Chester and Wendy, Chris and Johnny at Route 22 Toyota. In the meantime, call please. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Councilman Joe Borelli is a minority whip of the New York City Council, contributor to The Hill, always on Fox News. And Joe, we always appreciate you jumping on the Piscopo show because I know you're in much demand all over the media everywhere. So welcome back to the show, Joe Borelli. How are you, my friend?
I tell you, with two kids that are still sick, I appreciate that I have to go in my basement and lock the door and do quote-unquote research on my big radio hit for a couple of hours every morning before the hit. Trust me, I appreciate this.
Joe, so tell me, the kids are okay? What happened? Is it sniffles?
Yeah, they've been sick for about a week now, and we're going back and forth to doctors. Nothing serious, but, they're up all night there. They're crying, they're screaming, and then my wife's up all night. She's crying, she's screaming, so it's a rough lifestyle.
Joe, we may need you in the studio. You want me to say that on the air? We may need you to come down to the studio about that.
We might need you to sleep over for a week and be there very early.
Joe Borelli. Hey, Joe, I don't want to miss this. Frankie reminded me of this. I saw it earlier. Michael Cohen, the president's ex-attorney, he's being sentenced today in Manhattan, correct?
Yeah, big day, 11 o'clock today in Lower Manhattan, and it's definitely going to be some theatrics. Michael Cohen's an interesting guy, and he is a somewhat unsympathetic guy in all this, but I think we have to remember that this is someone who is going to go to jail for a long time only because President Trump became the president. This is someone who wasn't being investigated. This is someone who wasn't being questioned for anything and essentially only got caught up in all this nonsense. And in fairness, he is guilty of committing several crimes. I'm not dismissing that. But nobody was paying any attention to this guy until Donald Trump became president.
Yeah, and I can't believe he did what he did. He flipped like he flipped. And still, it looks like the Southern District of New York. And down there, they're going to give him 4 years anyway, even though he did. Even though he was a rap, even though he did flip, they're still going to give him 4 years, Joe? That's what you're hearing, correct?
I mean, the problem is that his testimony is so, you know, in conflict with his previous testimony, which is in conflict with his previous testimony before that.
Yep.
I mean, Frank is the criminal defendant groupie, so he would probably know exactly how much time Michael Cohen's going to get more than me. But, I can't see him getting off scot-free and not serving several years at minimum.
And he lied. He lied about lying. The whole thing is a fiasco. Hey, I'm dying to hear your take on the President Pelosi-Schumer meeting yesterday, huh?
Wow. I mean, that was raw television. That was something that everyone, you know, I started seeing little glimpses of it on Twitter, and I immediately put the TV on. I think two out of the three participants actually came off pretty well to their base. I think Nancy Pelosi can look back at her Democratic conference and said, see, I'm not this old, out-of-touch woman. I'm someone who will stand up to the president, and I think she proved it.
Yeah.
I think Donald Trump did the same thing. This is the swan song of the wall. I mean, we're going to have a Democratic majority House very soon. This is him making his last effort. This is the battle on the Hill. I think Chuck Schumer's the only one who comes out looking bad. You know, having him sit there saying, let's debate this in private, it just doesn't send the right message. You know, people on both sides should be saying, why don't we have this debate in public? What are you afraid of? I think he came off looking very bad.
Yeah, Schumer. The police officer shot in Staten Island over the weekend, Joe Borelli. What do we know about how he's doing?
Well, he got out of the hospital yesterday, and kudos to the wonderful people at Staten Island University Hospital North. They have a great trauma center. They, of course, always would take care of our first responders. And he looks to be doing pretty well. I mean, this is someone who was shot in the stomach. Not exactly the best place to be shot. I mean, considering he has a bulletproof vest. And I have to say, I think they did a great job at Staten Island Hospital. And by the way, kudos to the NYPD for arresting that person who killed that firefighter in off the Bell Parkway just a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, terrible. Now, on a much lighter note, Joe, you took a very controversial position on Twitter yesterday in which you endorsed cauliflower over broccoli. What prompted that, Joe Borelli?
First of all, I tweet things about President Trump all the time and get no response. I told the truth. I said cauliflower is better and greater than broccoli. And you should have said, first of all, Darren Yellen, you're our own sales genius.
Yeah.
Thought that broccoli rabe and broccoli were the same plant. They are not, Darren. Darren, they're not the same plant. That was his big defense. But I couldn't believe how many broccoli supporters out there are. Look, cauliflower can be made into many things. It could be fashion. I mean, it's so versatile. You could just slice cauliflower and grill it and enjoy it on its own. So I don't want to hear any type of derision from this. I don't want to hear any type of arguments against it. Cauliflower is greater than broccoli.
Look at you, Joe Borelli. We love you, Joe. Bon Natale. We'll talk to you before Christmas, Joe. But our love
to
the family.
Thank you very much, Joe. Take care.
Always appreciate. Anytime you want to get away and you need to get away, please call the show anytime, Joe.
Absolutely.
All right, Councilman Joe Borelli doing a great job and one of the true rising stars in politics in the city of New York. 751, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Debbie Duhame, how we doing? I know once the holiday season starts, my goodness gracious, it's impossible. How we doing this morning, Deb?
Crazy, and I don't like cauliflower or broccoli. Yuck, both. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to 78 westbound. Joe, you're busy by exit 48 in Springfield. It's all due to an accident in the left lane. Inbound GWV 40, Lincoln 30, Holland 35. It's a gridlock alert day. Allow extra travel time. Harlem River Drive south into the 120 is a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny, they're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved one happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today, because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thanks, Kevin. 754 with Piscopo in the morning. All right, here it is. Are you ready? It's time for Michael's A Brooklyn Italian Trivia Question. All right, this and every Wednesday, we're going to give you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's A Brooklyn sauce. You know, it's been around for almost 50 years, all right? The person who calls in and gives me the correct answer to the Italian trivia question that we have for you today will be the lucky winner of an entire case of Michael's A Brooklyn sauce. All right, here we go. And I know we've kind of been hard on Al about the questions. This is a pretty good one. So, because you got to give the right answer.
Know the answer. I know the Oh, that's right. I wrote it. Sorry.
You wrote it. Pesto, a sauce made from basil, pine nuts, and Parmesan and olive oil, comes from what region in Italy? Where does pesto come from? What region of Italy does pesto come from? Give us a call, 877-970-2999. Good question, Al. Last week, what was last week's question, Frank? How do you spell
it?
How do you
Frank, spell I got Italy? The nod. I got the nod from Frank.
Yeah, that's not a bad question.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah,
but you go back and eat your steak, all right? Sorry.
Get your shine box, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, I got that.
That's right. Maybe you haven't heard. I don't shine shoes no more. I've been away a while.
877-970-2999.
The second choice for question was, what letter does Pope begin with?
Right. That's right.
Anthony or Francis? 877-970-2999.
How do you spell Caesar?
And the first person to give us the correct answer, pesto is from what region in Italy? You win an entire case of Michael's Brooklyn sauce. Hey, by the way, go online to am970theanswer.com, and you can enter to win the case there.
Spelling of Rome, R-O-M, what's the last letter?
Online contest today. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's a Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Al goes, how do you spell Mouchard? That's right, Mouchard. These are words we make up. But Sammy, my man Sammy, just spelled it Mouchard. Joe Lundberg, Lundberg is a good name right about now because we've had nothing but Italians. Thanks for cutting right through there, Joe. We appreciate it very much.
No problem. You know, a good Swedish name there.
Yeah, I love, and we're always proud to have you with us, Joey. Hey, weather-wise, is it getting warmer? Because, it's been cold this week, Joe, huh?
It's finally going to get warmer, yes.
All right.
I promise.
Today it starts?
Today's only 42. I mean, sunshine for the most part, gusty
I'll
breeze, low 40s, probably upper 30s tomorrow. Might see some snowflakes in the air tomorrow afternoon, but I don't think they amount to anything. And even if they do, they're going to disappear. And then as we get into Friday, that's when the warm air starts to move in up to 50 degrees with clouds, breaks of sun, and we get some rain Friday night into Saturday.
All right. Any snow? What did I see? Did I see snow in some forecast, Joe, over the weekend?
Just a little bit here tomorrow, late morning and afternoon, but it won't amount to much of anything.
Okay. All right. We appreciate
it.
Joe.
And then after that, it's warmer. So we get rain this weekend, not snow.
All right. But it'll be 50 degrees. That's all I hear. That's all I want to hear.
Finally, something a little bit more reasonable.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it. Joe Lundberg right there. He is from the Weather Answer Desk, our marathon man, weatherman. 757 with Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999. We're going to give you did we get a winner yet, Frankie Five Boroughs? We get a winner yet on that?
Well, not yet, but we are
It's
poised.
Not easy. That ain't easy.
No, right. It's supposed to be a little difficult.
Right. It is supposed to
be. Well, we didn't know until now. Last week's. What was last week's question?
How do you spell Italy?
Right. Well, the problem is that with Al's questions, and this is a good one, so I don't want to criticize him today. Yeah. But heretofore, they've either been too easy, like absurdly easy, or they've been repeats of questions that have already been asked.
Ah, the best of. He did a best
of. Or they've been inaccurate, like the who could forget the brilliant antipasto question.
Uh-oh,
that's
forget.
Not inaccurate. That
Albert,
was accurate.
He doesn't forget.
No, he doesn't. You know what? Nothing. When I'm off during Christmas week on that Wednesday, he can do the trivia question.
I will. All right.
He'll be
I
in
will.
Charge of it.
All right.
Fine.
I've started working on that.
Yeah. Coming up.
Extensive research.
Bickering Italians on the radio. This is
I
just
go
what
home
you
and
want.
Get your shine box.
Peter Navarro is going to join us, doing a great job in the White House, assistant to the president and director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. Proud to bring you Peter Navarro. Daniel Krauthammer as well. He is the son of Charles and Dave Damiani. Piscopo in the morning. We are live from the greatest city in the world. Coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.